Hello and welcome to Changing the Record, the podcast brought to you by the Talking About My Generation news team, who are setting the record straight on growing older in Greater Manchester.
Hi Jean, welcome to Island Anthems.
Hiya.
How are you feeling about being sent to the MyGen exclusive island today?
Well, I like the exclusive bit. I suppose it depends where it is, doesn't it? Because these desert islands can be quite difficult to survive on. So
yeah,
I've got mixed feelings.
not good survival skills then. You don't reckon you're the Bear Grylls of the team?
Oh, I'm definitely not Bear Grylls. I could catch a fish. I could cook it. I can't think what the boot was called where they had to kill pigs, but that might be out of my ability.
And what about the heat? What are you like in heat?
Oh, terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. I'm not good in British heat because it's so humid, isn't it? I mean, I did spend some time in Israel and I could survive that.
Wow.
So we'd see.
Fabulous. Well, let's imagine that we're on maybe a cool, slightly cooler island just for you, Jean. Perfect conditions. So we're going to ask you your top three songs, one book you'd like to take, and one luxury item. So should we start with your songs? What have you picked as your first one? Is it in any particular order?
No, it's not in any particular order, but I'll start with the first one I thought of.
Mm-hmm.
As I consider myself a professional alderman, it's going to have to be an alderman thing as well. So it will be alderman age, not for any particular reason, except I follow the thinkers from early days. As the song says, you can see all of Oldham from Oldham Age. So it would just keep my mind focused on home. And I'm a bit of a home bird, so.
So is the song all about Oldham, I'm guessing?
Yeah. Yeah, it's about standing on Oldham Edge. Well, it's a bit dated because it talks about some mills and things which don't exist, but it still would be nostalgic for me.
Brilliant. Nostalgia. Yeah, definitely needs a good first pick. Okay, what have you picked for your second song?
It's going to be Queen and I Want to Break Free. And I'd have to run through in my head the video of, I've only just learnt this, that the video where they're vacuuming and reading Radio Times or something was supposed to be in honour of Coronation Street. I didn't know that, but I just liked the fact that it wound all the right wing up. They were cross-dressing, and so I just want to keep that in mind, that it can be as good as other people.
Yeah, so you love the song but you love the video more.
Yeah, and I'd be able to dance around, not that I can dance, but I'd be able to dance around to that. I think Queen are just the best.
Yeah, have you always been a Queen fan?
Well, I mean, I'm more of a Beatles fan, but I just love the behind the songs. They really speak to me. Unfortunately, they make me cry, so I'd have to be careful with that.
Have you seen the film?
Yes, I have seen the film, yeah, and I thought that was brilliant.
That's good,
yeah,
isn't it?
I thought you were going to say, have I seen them live? And no, I haven't.
Oh.
Because I'm not into crowds, so I find it really difficult. But
so you just touched on there that you're a Beatles fan. So is this a segue into the third song?
No, it's not.
Oh.
I'm avoiding that because I used to work in a college lab, and during the summer holidays, they were long summer holidays, particularly when our immediate boss was on holiday. We'd play table tennis and play records, and we had two albums, and one was, I think it was Let It Be, and the other was Bridge Over to Troubled Water, and we just played them over and over again. Funnily enough, it didn't make me hate them, but I think if you play songs over and over again, there's a chance that you're going to say, oh, I can't stand it. So that's why I'm avoiding the Beatles. So the last one is Bette Midler, From a Distance. I absolutely love Bette Midler, and I have seen her live. She's just exudes so much energy. And I mean, she is a bit of a torch, yeah, torch, whatever you call it, era. But this one, I think it was the song that turned me into a Bette Midler fan. And it sounds religious, and I'm not religious, but it to me, it's about looking after the planet and looking after people and standing up for peace and all those woke things.
And that's important to you, isn't it, Jean? You're
oh, absolutely.
A big activist, really.
I don't want to say a big one, but I like to do my part, my bit.
A small activist? It all counts.
Oh, well, I'm a keyboard warrior for a start.
Telling everyone off online.
Yeah. I'm a member of I'm a member of two political parties. I'll let you work that out because you don't really get to be a member of two. You know, I do occasionally go to meetings and demonstrations, and me and my partner supported refugees, and again, not that before. We've done a little bit to help some refugees, so
just helping where you can.
Yeah.
So that's our songs done. So we're going to move on to books. Are you a bookworm?
Well, you see, I'm a Kindle worm. I do like reading on Kindle, but I'm more attracted to textbooks. And I do insist on saying book and not book. That's me Lancashire. I have a reason for the book I've picked. It's 1,001 photographs to look at or see before you die. So my thought was I could start at the beginning, look at the photograph and read about the story behind it. And if I did one a day, they might have rescued me by the time I got to 1,001. Just flicking through. There's some really old ones. I'm not sure what one learns for that, but there are some that really touch on the things that's wrong with the world. Not that you want to be looking at war pictures every day, but I think it will give me an idea of things to go and photograph and causes to cover.
So, yeah, because you're a bit of a keen photographer yourself.
Yeah, so does that bring us to the luxury item?
Ah, I should have seen this coming. Go on then, is it?
Well, it should be my camera and everything that goes with it. But I would be so stressed out with it getting sand in that I couldn't bear it. So I think it's got to be a drawing pad, pencils, watercolours.
Okay. Wow. That's so funny that you thought about the really practical element of not wanting to get sand into. I think you've overthought that one, Jean. So not only do you take photographs, are you a good drawer? Do you just enjoy it? I mean, I'm absolutely terrible, but...
My second subject at Teach Training College was art.
Okay.
And I taught it for 1 year and, you know... So I've not picked up a pencil or a pen for ages, so it will be a chance to do a bit.
Well, that concludes your island package. So I'll get all that boxed off for you and we'll send you over. It's interesting to see what people have picked. I love the touch of Oldham. We're bringing the Oldham to the island, of course.
Well, somebody's got speak up for it. It's not many people, so.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for joining me on Island Anthems, Jean.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our latest edition of the Changing the Record podcast. For all previous episodes and for the latest news, views and nostalgia for Greater Manchester, check out our website talkingaboutmygeneration.co.uk.